Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer case. Can I?
Okay, what's
He's
the name?
her name is Katie Kadam, and her phone number is 562-388-7781.
Okay, let me see here. I just need to update that information. What is the number again?
The number is 562. 388-7781. I'm the
81,
manager.
and then what was the name for that?
Katie
How do you
Kadam.
spell that?
It's K as in kite, A as in apple, T as in Tom, I as in India, E as in elephant.
Okay.
Then the last name is Kadam, C as in cat, A as in apple, D as in dog, A as in apple, M as in mango.
Okay, Kadam. Yeah, sounds good.
I'm just gonna connect you with them, with her.
Okay, got it. Sounds good. Hello,
The
Katie.
recording has started. This call is no longer being recorded.
Hello, is this Katie?
Yes.
Yes, hello, Katie. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line, and we were just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Okay. Good. You?
Pretty good too, thank you. Now, Katie, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
I'm sure.
All right, let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
You have not. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. It's appearing on here that you have. Actually, no. Sorry about that. Let me see
No.
here. No, I know. There must have been a mistake here. Okay, now, have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Me.
It was for yourself? Okay. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, and then what type of cancer was that?
Ovarian cancer.
It was ovarian cancer. Do you know the subtype? If not, it's okay.
Subtype? No.
No? Okay. And then you said this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what year were you diagnosed with cancer?
22, 2023.
2023. Do you remember the month and day?
December.
December of what day? If not, to the best of your knowledge.
Probably around like the 12th.
Around the 12th? Okay, December 12th, 2023. Got it. All right, let me see here. Do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
Dwight, hold on. Mark Dwight.
Is it Mark?
Yeah, Dwight, Dwight.
Dwight? Got it. Okay, let me see here. Do you remember their the address where the doctor was? If not, the facility name.
Can look it up. Hold on. I have his number, phone number.
Okay, yeah, what's the phone number for the doctor?
213 977 4190.
Okay, you said that doctor's phone number is 213-977-4190.
Correct.
Okay.
No, 4190. Yes, correct.
Yeah, 4190. Okay, and then what state are you in right now?
California.
You're in California. Let me see
And I
here.
was at the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Hollywood.
What was the what medical clinic was that at?
Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
Okay, Cedar spelled SEDAR.
Correct.
And then how do you spell the second one? You said cyanide?
SINAI Center or Medical Center. Sinai.
Oh, okay. Cyanide, Sinai. And that is in Los Angeles, California, right?
West Hollywood.
Okay.
90048.
Okay, because I do see a Cedars Sinai Medical Center. For that address, I have it on Beverly Boulevard. Is that one it, or is it a
Yep.
different?
Yep. Beverly
Okay.
Boulevard.
Yeah, it's the on this one it says 8700 Beverly Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I.
It's that one then.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, you said it was in California, which is a. Let me just make sure that everything here is correct. Got it. Okay, no, yeah, everything here so far so good. Let me see. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yep, L'Oreal, it was a dark and lovely.
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, you said?
Yes.
Just those two? Got
It's
it.
a it's L'Oreal is like the who it's under, and Dark and Lovely is like what it's called.
Oh, okay. That's just the main brand that makes them,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
Okay.
L'Oreal is the one that makes it.
Got it. Okay. Now, are you a resident of the United States, Katie?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
120/81.
1981.
Correct.
Okay, January 20th, 1981 is what I have on here. And then, were you
Correct.
ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No? Got it. Okay. Do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers? If not, it's okay.
Nope.
No? Got it. Okay. Let me see. What state do you use hair relaxer? Is it California?
California.
California, got it. And then when did you start using the hair relaxer, to the best of your knowledge?
It was June in 14, and then I to December of 23.
Okay, what year did you start on June 14?
2014. What year?
Yeah,
2014.
that you started using the hair relaxer.
2014.
Got it. Okay. And then one more time, the date that you stopped using it.
It was December of 23. I'll give you maybe let's say the third,
Around the third. Okay. Yeah. As
because the
long as.
symptoms started to happen or like soon after that.
Got it. Got it. Okay. How often did you apply these products? Was it like a weekly thing, a monthly thing?
It was like 7 times a year, I would say, for 9 years.
7 times a year for. Okay. 7 times a year. Would you sometimes use more than 7 times a year?
I can't answer that to say to be exact.
Got it. Okay. No, no
But
worries. The
yeah.
only options that I have here are weekly, monthly, 4 times a year. That's the only reason I was kind of.
Oh no, so then I would definitely say like it was like probably about every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay, so you at least use it 4 times per year, correct?
Yes, more than that.
Got it. Okay. No less than four, and then no more than seven.
Approximately, yeah.
Got it. Okay. How many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
9.
9 years. Got it. Now, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
A home.
It was mostly at home. Okay. Let me see here. Do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
Absolutely not.
Not? Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles? If not, it's okay.
No, I didn't get any of that, no.
Got it. Okay. No, that's okay. And then the brand that you told me that you used was L'Oreal, and more specifically, Dark and Lovely, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
I wouldn't be able to judge that because when I found out is when I found out.
Got it, got it. Let me see here. So you started using it 2014. Let me just try to see if I can do the quick estimations here. 6 of 14. Cancer diagnosis happened. And then you were diagnosed on. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to make sure all the dates align because that question is kind of a little confusing there.
Yeah.
Let me see. And then you were diagnosed. So you started using it in 2014. You were diagnosed in
In 2023,
2023.
December.
And then you stopped using it in the year 2023.
Correct.
Yeah, because you were having symptoms of it. That's why you stopped. And then a little bit later, you found out that you were diagnosed, right?
Correct.
Okay. Let me see here. Yeah, so you started using it in 2014, and then,
June.
yeah, June of 2014, you got diagnosed about 9 years later with the cancer. So the question is here, did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using it for at least a year?
I would say yes,
Yes,
then.
right. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I just have to break down that question, but no, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the way they word it here is so confusing. Sometimes it even confuses me. Let me see here. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
Chemo.
Chemo. Okay. Sorry, some of these questions might be a little repetitive here. And then for that the chemo treatment, what was the date that you started using it?
Well, they did my hysterectomy the December 25th of 2023.
December. Okay. And then when did they start the treatment for the chemo?
It was six cycles, so for 6 or 6 months. And then the partial.
Got it. Did the chemo start on the year 2023, or was it the next year since it was in December?
Or yeah, it was probably October then, huh?
Yeah, because you were diagnosed with
So
cancer in
I would say
2020.
October diagnosed. It's all like I'm trying to
That's
take
okay.
myself back. So October and then end December to answer the questions correctly.
All right, let me see. Let's take this back here. So then you were diagnosed in the cancer diagnosis, was that October or December?
December 21st at age 45.
December 21st. Let me see here.
Was stage one.
So you were diagnosed on December 21st, 2023.
2023 at age 45. And I was diagnosed with stage one ovarian cancer with the clear cell type.
Got it. Okay, and that diagnosis was December of 2023, and then if we go back to that question, and then okay, so yeah, you told
I
me
would
that you
I
were on.
the thing is I would say that I started to notice symptoms a couple months before, so I would take that back to like October.
Oh, okay, no, yeah, if
So like symptoms started to arrive.
symptoms popped up in October,
And
but you
then I'm
weren't.
diagnosed in December.
Got it. Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. Okay. Yeah, but you, the doctor didn't diagnose you until December, right?
No, not till a little bit later
Till
that it was
December.
like completely found. Yeah.
That it was confirmed.
Yep.
Got it, got it. Okay. And then as far as the chemo, when did you start that treatment?
Chemo, like shortly after they diagnosed it.
Okay, do you remember if it was that
And
same
I don't
month of
remember.
December or was it the following year in January?
No, it would be, I mean, it would definitely be after.
Okay, so it was in January.
Do we need these
it
answers
just has
exact
to be
right
a
now?
no, it just has to be a ballpark.
Okay.
Okay,
Yeah.
so
So
for
I
now, is
mean,
it safe to put January?
let's just say December 23. Just keep it at that.
Okay, as long as it's any time after that. December 23 of 2023, correct? Got it. Okay. And then the treating doctor, was it the same doctor that you stated on last time?
Yes, Mark
Got it.
White.
Dr. Mark Dwight. Got it. Okay. I just need to transfer that information to this part here really quick. Dr. Mark Dwight, the same address too, and same facility. Okay. Let's see. Thank you for your patience. I really do appreciate that. Just trying to make this as smooth as possible for you. Okay, let me see here. Okay, there we go. Now, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Email. Okay, let me see here. And then your first name here, it was Katie, correct?
Correct.
Katie.
Correct.
Is there a middle name?
Renee, Renae.
Okay, you said Renee, Renae. Okay, and then last name, am I pronouncing it correct? Kadam?
Yes.
That's Cadam.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Any suffixes in your name? The second, third,
No.
anything like that? No? Okay.
No.
Okay, and then what is your social?
552-771-820.
Okay, you said 552-771-820.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then what is your primary contact email?
LUCAS.KATE@iCloud.
Okay, that is Lucas, LUCAS dot or period, and then Kate, Kate at iCloud.com.
Correct.
Got
Yes.
it. Okay. And then one more time here. Your primary phone number is 941-992-1994.
This is my phone number?
Yeah, the primary phone number.
No, 562
Oh, okay.
388-7781.
Okay, so your phone number is 562-388-7781. Got it. Okay, now is that a home number or a cell phone number?
So.
Cell phone number, okay. Let me see here. And then your preferred way to contact you, is that through a call, text, or email?
This is like an attorney, right? So I would say call.
Call, got it, okay. And then the best time to receive calls, would that be in the morning, afternoon, or evening?
Any.
Any of these? Okay, I'll just put afternoon, that way it's the middle of that.
Okay.
And then your primary contact address, where are you?
23621 Frigati, which is Frigate Avenue, Carson, California, 90745.
Okay, I have 23621 Frigate Avenue, which is Frigate Avenue.
Correct.
Is that a house or is there an apartment number?
House.
House, okay. LA County, Carson, California, 90745.
Correct.
Do you have documents to support your date of diagnosis? Like somewhere around the
Yes.
house?
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
Yes.
You do? Oh, okay. Let me see. Can you provide those medical records by mail or electronically? You can? Okay. Would you say you can provide them by mail or send them via electronic?
Probably mail.
Mail? Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. And then for this part, we just need an emergency contact in case we can't reach you and something happens. We are able to reach someone else. Who would you like to put on
Hold
here?
on. Hold on. Julie at 310-9.
Okay, yeah, what's the phone?
Julie.
Julie. Okay.
310-972-8344.
310-972.
8344.
Okay, 310-972-8344. And then Julie, what is her relationship to you?
A friend.
Friend, got it. Okay. Friend, I'm assuming she does not live with you?
Correct.
Got it. Okay, what is Julie's last name?
Mikowski.
Okay, how do you spell that?
MCCLUKASY.
Okay, MCCLUKASY.
So MC and then a capital C. LUCKSY.
Oh, okay. MC, capital C, LUCKSY.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, there we go. Let me see here. State of limitations. Let me see. Yeah, this was in California. Interesting. Got it. Okay. Let me see. It looks like everything is good so far. Let me just try to see. It looks like for some reason my system is running into some trouble here. Let me try to find out what's going on here. Give me one second. All right, let's see. Give me one second. Let me find out what's going on here. Got it. Okay, then I'm assuming you were born and raised and still living in California, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, then you were diagnosed December of 2023, which is not even a year ago. It's about to be a year. Okay, let me see here. Okay. I'm just making sure that I have everything correct on here. Okay, just making sure. Everything is correct on here. Yeah, I'm running into an error here. You were diagnosed not even a year ago. Next month, it turns into a year. Correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it looks like everything should be good to go. My system here is just not letting it go through. Let me try to get someone here so they can take a look into this. Let me see. Sorry about that. Thank you for your patience. Okay, yeah, it looks like everything is okay here. For some reason, when I input your address, for some reason, it did not click that it was California. It didn't even click anything. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why that did that. But now I know to manually do it. Got it. Okay, yeah, so let me just make sure that I have everything correct here. Let me look at the draft before I send it to you here really quick. Let me see. All right, let's see. Okay, so here on the documents that I'm about to send you, I have your first name is Katie, that is K-A-T-I-E. Middle name is Renee, R-E-N-A-E. And then last name is Kadam, C-A-D-A-M, correct?
Correct.
All right, let me see what else is here. And then your address is 23621 Frigate Avenue, Carson, California, 90745?
Yes.
Okay, and then your phone number is 562-388-7781?
Correct.
All right, and then the email is lucas.kate@icloud.com?
Correct.
Okay, and then your social was 552-771820?
Correct.
And then date of birth is January 20th, 1981?
Correct.
Okay, there we go. Let me make sure everything is correct. Okay, I'm going to send over these documents to you. I sent them both via email and text. Go ahead and put me on speaker, and I can walk you through it very quickly here.
Hold on.
Okay, take your time.
Okay.
Let me know when you receive it.
Okay, so I'm on here. It says, please review.
Yes. Are you on the text?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Open up that text message. There should be a link there. Go ahead and click on it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, click on it. It should open you up to a DocuSign website. On there should be some yellow buttons. Be on the lookout. Some of those are going to ask for a signature, and then another one is going to ask you for initials.
Okay,
and then just go ahead and fill that out really quickly. And then if you have any questions, I'll be right here. I can try to walk you through it.
Hold on. says you're done signing.
Done signing? Okay, it should say, I think, complete or finish.
Yeah, I did.
I did? Okay, let me see here. Okay, got it. Yeah, I see it on here. Let me just make sure that everything went smoothly, that you didn't miss any places. Okay, I see that. I see a signature there. Date of birth, everything good. Initials. Okay. Okay, yeah, it looks like everything is good to go now. So now the final step here is once I send this over, be on the lookout for a phone call. You are going to receive it within the next 7 days. Okay. That is just to finalize all the information on here. That way we can get this claim going. I will also text you my personal number if you have any questions or concerns. It's very important that you pick up that call so we can get this claim started, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, Katie, I appreciate your time then, and I wish you the best. Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.